relationship kind of build rather than a one-time request for $20,000 from someone you've never heard of is sort of seeing small things along the way. As long as we get that sort of exit report and an update, that actually works a lot better for many members of the board because we don't know how much money we'll have in the future. And so we like to, you know, see those little things grow. So, yeah, absolutely. There's not a problem with that. We've given money to wrestling and the library before, both times, and we did get back with them about where that money went. They were able to show what that money was spent on. There's a lot of accountability for that. That's great.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. Any further discussion or questions? Mrs. Jung-Jordan?
This is a really good program. I know last summer my kids participated in the summer reading program, just a disclosure, but they had so much fun and there was lots of cool prizes, so this is a really good thing.
Thank you, Mrs. Jung-Jordan. For your discussion. Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Bethel Wrestling Club requested earlier this year money for this to help our club in the springtime. The Community Action Grant would like to see us provide more scholarships for students in need or wrestlers in need to help that situation so we get some of the wrestlers who need a little bit more to be involved in the sport using scholarships to have them involved in the sport. And we thank the Community Action Committee for giving that to us as a challenge to find a way to help those students out and request funding for them to be involved. So we're going to take this money, and that last time in January, I think we brought back over $1,000 because our program didn't use it. We didn't want to waste money. We felt that that money should be given back to the city and help other programs. So we were glad that we initially got the money that we received from our first grant. We brought money back that we didn't use, and we appreciate the city continue to help the youth in our community become better residents and better citizens and better wrestlers. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. For discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of approving action memorandum 19-36, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, action memorandum is approved by a vote of 6-0. And good luck to both of those awardees. Moving on to the next item, 10-5, action memorandum 19-37. Let me make sure I'm right here. Authorizing the city manager to negotiate and execute a contract for lift station control improvements with the only responsive bidder brought forth by acting city manager Howell. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Mr. Barr?
Through the mayor. William Howell, acting city manager, please.
Thank you, Mr. Barr, through the mayor. This project is a Village Safe Water grant for about $568,000. There's no city money in this. We identified five lift stations. Three of them are in Asha Housing. One is in FAA area. The third one is commonly referred to as the Killbuck lift station. It's in that vicinity. This project is managed by the city's engineer. It was scoped by our city engineer Dowell. It will be managed by Dowell. So it's a really hands-off thing for us, and it's, like I said, it's grant money. Unfortunately, the action memorandum here kind of talked a little bit about the process and didn't really give a good summary of what the project is. But long story short, it's to replace the controls and switchboards in these lift stations so that they'll work correctly. I think they're due for these repairs. This is basic city infrastructure. I would urge the council to support this and move it forward so we can get the project started. We're hoping for substantial completion sometime before September 30th, I think is what it's shooting for. And that is what I determined with my my skimming of that document. It's quite meaty and lengthy, but I think it's a good project. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Any further? Mr. Williams, you have any questions or comments? You're seconded?
No, no questions.
Any further discussion or questions?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Barr.
Just a point of clarification for me. This has already been budgeted. It says funds in city budget. And that's a question for the city manager.
Yeah.
So my thank you, Councilmember Barr, through the mayor. The funds are grant funds, and the grant has been awarded, is my understanding of this project at this point. I don't know if this is reflected in the 2020 budget. I did not look to see that, but I could check on that if you'd like. While my grants manager assures me that we have the funds, this is grant money, and it's through the Village Safe Water Program. So that is what I know at this point. I don't know where the money is currently being held at, in a bank, or if it's still with the grantor waiting us to bill them for it. I don't know what the process is for that.
Thank you, Mr. Acting City Manager, for that point of clarification.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of Action Memorandum 1937, authorizing the city manager to negotiate and execute a contract for lift station controls improvements, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Action Memorandum 1937 is approved unanimously. Moving on to the next item. Passed on the consent agenda. It's leave for the acting city manager, July 5, 8, and 9. And 10.7 also passed on the consent agenda. It's personal leave for the city clerk, July 12th and 15th. I don't have anything to report on the mayor's report, 11-1. So we'll move on to 11, Mr. Vice Mayor Williams.
Mr. Mayor, I would like the... There was a meeting that you were supposed to attend with ONC.
Oh, yes, yes, thank you. Would you please?
I would request that the city manager give an oversight of that meeting.
Thank you for that. Mr. William, Mr. Howell.
I could do it too, but.
I was out of town, so I could not attend.
Mr. Mayor, what day were you out of town?
That day the meeting was.
So Mr. Williams and I were invited to attend a meeting, and I believe it was earlier this week, or was it 20th, last week?
20th of last week.
Okay, thank you. I didn't have those notes in front of me, so I wasn't prepared on the date. It was a very good meeting. We were invited by their executive director, Peter Yvonne, And in attendance at that meeting were three individuals that were representatives of the Chippewa tribe from North Dakota. And the topic and the subject of the meeting was tribal court systems and tribal law enforcement programs. This meeting was preliminary in nature, and it was a kind of an exploratory meeting to see and to gauge what city support was for tribal courts and tribal police. Vice Mayor and I were very encouraged by the work that ONC is doing regarding their tribal court system. And they are anticipating applying for additional grants for funding for their tribal court system. And possibly tribal police. And so we'd love to continue to have these discussions with them. I, as the manager, the fire chief, and Councilmember Williams at the time, felt like the city could lend its support if needed. They're looking for opportunities to provide culturally relevant court experiences and oversight and justice to their tribal members. The benefit of this to the city is that it could help to defer some of the minor charges that are going into the Bethel court system. It could help to divert those into a tribal, more culturally appropriate court system where it would allow our state court system to focus on severe crimes and severe felonies of that nature. Like I said, exploratory, introductory, and they're doing a great job over there at ONC looking into this. These consultants they brought in were highly educated about the issues, and it was a very positive meeting. And I thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Vice Mayor, to attend and learn about this. We have, I think, a relationship with ONC that's going to continue to grow and improve and be of incredible benefit to the community. I think they're just really interested in helping the tribe, but ONC realizes that anything that helps the tribe is going to help Bethel as well, and so we're excited about that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams, for bringing that up. And moving on to the city manager's report. Do you have any questions or comments for the city manager on his report? Mr. Albertson?
I just have a question for the city manager about, do we know anything more about the BIA and the demolition and where the stuff's going to go? I mean, we got like a little bit of information about that previously. Do we know anything else?
I'm reviewing the documents that have been sent to us regarding that, and I don't have a statement for the council at this time. We have concerns about everything that goes in our landfill and a right to decide what we accept and what we don't. But I'm reviewing that at this time. I should have something up in maybe my next management report about that, if in fact we haven't already included the same report that I received. And I think it was a little bit early to maybe brief everybody on that.
So it's not imminent. I mean, they're not.
That wasn't my sense at the time.
Okay.
No, it sounded like it was a preliminary notification to us that they plan to do something up there. And
okay.
In essence, it goes along the lines of restoring it back to its natural condition.
Cool.
I think is kind of the plan. There were a couple things in there that were a little bit alarming about some barrels of different things and that they may want to try and dispose of. But at this point, nothing is imminent, no.
Okay. I personally, I'd be interested in kind of knowing before trucks start moving, and I think probably the public would too. So, I mean, if they want to come talk to us, that would also be that'd be great. But yeah,
we're any cleanup effort of the BIA site, which also does, by the way, have an actual federal Superfund site on it.
Yep.
For hazmat is of great interest to the city, the community, the fire department, the citizens, and so. Yeah, whatever we do with them, we're planning on going in with eyes wide open and understanding exactly what we're getting into. But overall, it sounds like a good idea. It's to, you know, clean up the site, remove the buildings, restore it to some kind of a natural state, and possibly also have some public access type areas there to enjoy, like many, many Bethel residents, including myself, have over the years before the site was closed.
For sure. Just, you know, before we start trucking Superfund waste around town. I mean, there's people that live on BIA Road, so it's probably probably want to make that a public process.
Thanks. I fully agree with you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Councilmember Elberson.
Mr. Charles?
I got a question. Is there any process on improvements on the seawall regards to the fencing for better security, I guess, or for like in the past we've seen or heard of people falling in the river other than being intoxicated and rolling over. Is there any information along with the port director on improving the seawall all throughout the Bethel seawall area?
Through the mayor, thank you, Councilmember Charles. And I appreciate that question. I'm working with our port director very closely regarding safety improvements on the seawall. You will notice when you go to the port that there's probably a greater degree of life rings than you possibly have seen in past. There's also rescue poles that are very inexpensively created piece of PVC pipe with a piece of all thread to help you try and grab a victim if they're in the water or grab an object in the water. Those are staged at intervals all across the seawall area. We are preparing to remove brush and debris from the rock seawall area to just increase public safety in that area and to also reduce habitation of those areas by folks. And then lastly, we do have some plans, at least in the very high access areas, like the area on Front Street, where there's a lot of public congregation, a lot of people walking dogs, a lot of people enjoying the river and fishing. And we are planning on putting some chain link fencing along the seawall in those areas. So working very closely with them. Some of these things would have been done a little quicker had we had a brush mower that works, had we not been understaffed for a period of time. One of our key staff, port staff, had a death in their family, so that kind of slowed things down for a bit. but kind of once the summer hump is over, we'll be getting back to some of these safety and access improvements that we're working on. Thank you, Councilmember Charles. Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Barr?
Yes, thank you. Through the mayor, just a question, or maybe you can provide some clarification or some insight on the preliminary engineering report for the Asha Heights Martina Oscar Water Project.
So, thank you, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Barr. The preliminary engineering report was a document drafted by Dowell Engineering, which provided the city with kind of an overview, excuse me, of the problems in Asha Heights. Also, it outlined a number of different solutions that the city could use. And different ways that we could seek funding to kind of, or different ways that we could kind of spend our money. Everything was included in this report, including doing nothing. So, and we're well aware that there is a public concern about Asha Heights. This is definitely a report that was generated in response to that. The consensus of the report by Dowell was and I believe it was option 3A in the report and I'm just recalling that from memory to the best of my ability. But it included additional plumbing in what's called Martina Oscar subdivision, which is the subdivision that is between AVCP housing and their Cusco Court kind of subdivision. I don't know what that subdivision back there is called, but so it would provide running water, piped water for 25 additional homes in the Martina Oscar subdivision. And it would add a new water line into the a C loop onto that system that would reduce the burden on the B loop, which is very, very long. B loop, because it's so long, requires a high amount of pressure to get the water to move where it needs to go. And then it would also include a number of repairs to the sewer system and anywhere where there is breaks and problems and things of this nature in the current system. So It's a pretty comprehensive report. It seems like myself and other and the report itself do kind of back this program of or this option to do the Martina Oscar subdivision and additional repairs, but especially to the sewer, the area where, believe it or not, having the most utilities maintenance efforts, a repair is the sewer system. That's where we're having the freeze-ups and the breaks and the leaks. And so a lot of this infrastructure is for that. The side benefit to this new water system is that we would also be extending hydrants, firefighting hydrants out there into Martina Oscar as well, and all along the C loop. So pretty big project. It kind of walks the line between a complete replacement, which we're unlikely to get grant funding for because there is a system in place. And but it walks the line between that and repairing the system. So it's our attempt at getting a project that's fundable. And that's kind of the key here on this, is getting a project that's fundable. And I know that some members of the council and the community are not excited about the idea of repairing that system and improving it. But at the same time, our grantors are just not as interested in funding a system that already has water, a piped water system. And so this kind of walks that line. We're installing new services, which reduces the load on the hauled system. But we're also doing repairs as needed or repairs in areas that are having problems. And that's my best I can do on that several hundred page report in a nutshell for the council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Mr. Charles?
Is that loop that you're talking about in between the AVCP apartments and the AVCP housing, that bunch area where that radio station is, the old Bethlehem, those individual houses that you're looking into hooking up water and sewer pipes?
Through the mayor, thank you, Councilmember Charles. Yes, that's correct. So that would be the homes and buildings that are basically across from ABCP housing and then heading west down Ptarmigan to an extent. It's a total of 25 additional homes.
Okay.
And one of the suggestions I had in that report was to upsize the C loop heading out to there, because all of us know, just common sense here, is that these Bethel water systems that are designed for one little subdivision always get expanded upon. And we're seeing that with our city sub plant. It's going across to the avenues now. We're putting road crossings in to get to the longhouse. I mean, that city sub water plant is going to feed stuff all the way across the state highway. And down as far as Longhouse. And so I think we need to look toward the future with our infrastructure and make it as big as we possibly can afford, because it's way cheaper to build lines than to build water plants. Thank you, Mr. Charles. Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Barr.
So with this long dissertation of an explanation on your part, Bill, you're saying that this would be a crapshoot for a USDA grant opportunity.
I think our chances are a little better than a crapshoot, to quote your term there. The engineering is in place now. It shows a tremendous amount of due diligence by the city and preparation on the city's part by, as far as I can tell, an absolutely world-class engineering firm, Dowell. And so I think that we reach a benchmark with this preliminary engineering report that puts us into a position where we can really, really advocate for those funds. I think it puts us in a good place.
Is through the mayor, is that our next step? Is that what we're going to try and accomplish? Is that what you, as the city manager acting, would propose to the council?
At this point, that would be our closest to being shovel-ready project for sewer and water, yes. I think that that's been the desire of the community. I think that's been the desire of this body to do work in the Asha Heights area and make improvements there. I think yes, that's the direction we're going to go, and that's why we've invested in this preliminary engineering report.
I know Mr. Mayor was very concerned about the Asha Heights and the housing area water and sewer system because of its age and all the issues that were with it. So I think it's a good thing to look into funding for that project also. Thank you, Mr. Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Further questions for the acting city manager? Mr. Howell, I got a couple things. I noticed on your report that you are working with ONC regarding Pinkies Park lighting. How is that coming along?
That's coming along. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's coming along quite nicely. Our last meeting we had, which I believe was 2 weeks ago, Peter Vaughn, once again, jumping in. He was there at the meeting with John Sargent and I and Pat Sampson. We are at the point where our property maintenance department is contacting the new city electric contractor, Vaughn Enterprises, I believe is the name of the company. They're a replacement for, I forget the name of our past one, but we're in contact with our electrical contractor to give us a quote and a design, what would be called a field design, which is something an electrician could do, a qualified or certified electrician is what we're asking for from them. We've identified lights that we'd like to use and LED lighting, and we've got an $89,000 budget. The first thing we're going to invest in is that infrastructure to put the electrical down. And then after that, we'll scale the rest of the project to the lights and get as many lights as we can installed. There had been some consideration of using solar. We have one solar light fixture. We are going to do a pilot test on that fixture. We're going to install it somewhere in the city to begin using it. But given the time frame and the funds involved, the easiest, fastest thing for us to do and that we know will work is to put these things on the power grid. And so we should have some quotes here, I would suspect, by next week. We've set a tentative schedule of substantial completion by October 30. And so that's our goal at this point. That's not set in stone because I do not have a quote back from our electrical contractor, but it's moving along.
Yeah. Have you and whoever's planning this thought about getting an estimate for the completion of the entire boardwalk rather than saying we only got $80,000, but it's going to take $110,000 to complete the whole thing? And approaching the city saying, you know, this might be something we want to do while we're doing it?
I hadn't. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think that's a wonderful question, and I hadn't thought about that until now, but I will do that.
Yeah.
I would be happy to
get a quote and present something to council.
The body here might be interested in partnering with ONC to complete.
Yeah, it makes sense to do that rather than say we can only do half of it and that's where we're going to stop.
Mr. Mayor, be advised that when we say the whole boardwalk, we are currently planning to do a section that's from the bridge on Agakeek all the way to, I think it's Akiak Drive, to Pinkies Park, excuse me. So the straight line that went by the old Pinkies Park pit from Agakeek to the log cabin, basically.
Right.
So that would be the goal of our project. I don't know if we can fit that into an $89,000 budget.
No, I was part of the initial planning, and I think we only got less than halfway with $80,000 with all the planning.
So
that was one of my concerns: is why wouldn't we think about finishing the whole project at one swoop? even though it's going to cost the city additional funds. It's a safety, you know, and you might want to think about that.
When you talk about the whole project, you mean at least that one line.
At least that one line there. That's just something I thought about, so.
I'll get a quote on that
and see what it's going to cost us. And I'm going to vote yes or no on it. And I noticed that the last thing I want to ask is there was a letter sent to DEC regarding disposal requirements of asbestos and with LKSD involved. I guess they want to use the landfill.
Do you want me to leave at this point? I have a conflict of interest.
I'm just reporting on the actual ongoings, I don't know if there's any action to be taken here.
I want to be clear that this, you know, any discussion this, I have a conflict.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
It's public information what I'm about to talk about. I mean.
No, we're not voting, no action. Know, it's just getting information.
Okay,
you can stay, Mr. Okay. Williams. Thank you.
Putting it out there.
The city is working with LKSD on this very closely. And we have sent a letter to the DEC, or I sent a letter to the DEC, asking if they would accept us basically under the federal guidelines that require you to basically completely close a section of landfill once it has asbestos-containing materials placed in it. So And so typically when you have an asbestos containment or an asbestos disposal site, it's very similar to what we have at BIA, where it's a site that's closed and there cannot be any other use on that land. There cannot be any other disposal on that land. For the limited size and footprint of our landfill, that would be devastating. It would take decades off of our useful life of our landfill. And so we've sought the guidance of the DEC in this matter because of the very low quantity of asbestos in these materials, asking them if we could in fact continue to add garbage or landfill refuse on top of those ACM materials after the ACM materials are accepted. And we have not received a response yet. When I receive that response, I'll brief the council on that. We seek to help LKSD in this process. There obviously is going to be some costs involved and negotiated with LKSD if we decide to accept it. It is a lot of material. It's a lot of material. And it would close about, I can't remember what it was, but it would close a good portion of our landfill if we were to cover it, fence it, label it as such and never be able to put anything else in there. So, because our landfill can go very high. And so it'd be hard to keep stuff from sloughing into there as well as the landfill gets taller and taller.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
If there's questions for the city manager. Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Acting City Manager Howell, do we have a drop-dead date yet for our audit of 2018? Because we're starting, next council meeting will be audit 2019. Do we have any likelihood of getting that sooner than later?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Vice Mayor. The draft audit findings, I believe, have been sent to the finance director. The city has an opportunity to review those and dispute those or offer additional documentation. It seems at this point in my meetings with the finance director that the delays in this report are not on the part of the city at this point, that they are having issues at our auditor's office completing this final report. They're having some personnel issues. That's my understanding of the matter at this point. The city's provided all required documents, and we're simply waiting for the report to come. And we're at the mercy of the auditor at this point, Mr. Vice Mayor. And that's all I can tell you at this point, but it should be forthcoming very soon. On a high note, our finance director is already beginning the because of the new audit requirement, as you mentioned, she's already preparing for the next audit. So she's well aware of it, and her goal is to get it done on time. I'm confident and hopeful that she will. It seems like there's been a little bit of an issue with our auditor at this point. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Further comments or questions? Hearing none, let's move on to 11.3, the clerk's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the public, I wanted to provide some information with regard to the marijuana licenses. So as Vice Mayor Williams had announced earlier, the City of Bethel did receive but has not formally accepted a conditional use permit application from Green Store, which will potentially be located at 658 Ptarmigan Street. This is not an official notice from the Alaska Marijuana Control Office. This is just a notice from the applicant saying that they have an intent to apply for an application. Their first step has been the conditional use permitting process. We have also received licenses requests or notices of license applications from the applicants of Alaskan grown cannabis. They're applying for two licenses, one being at 230 Tundra Way. The other one will be or presented potentially be at 1510 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Again, their applications have not been received by the AMCO office and furnished to us. This is just from the applicant. We have also received notice from the applicants for Costco Kush, who are proposing to operate a package store or a marijuana distribution site at 781 3rd Avenue. So at this point, the only formal notification that we've received for a marijuana establishment is from Alaska Buds, which has received a conditional use permit and could start operating at any point. Now, the city clerk's office has also issued two petitions. Both of those petition languages and, or excuse me, proposition questions and summary statements are in the city council's packet. One is for the local option to prohibit the operation of any marijuana establishment within the community of Bethel, and the alcohol local option would be to prohibit the sale of any liquor license except for that of a restaurant or eating place license. I know that the marijuana processes and the alcohol processes are very confusing, so I would encourage anybody who has a question about either of the processes or the petition language to contact my office or to stop in. My doors are always open. So that's all that I have, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, City Clerk. Questions for the City Clerk? No questions for the City Clerk? Mr. Howell, you have something?
Yeah, I got so much activity in my manager report, I didn't get to state something. For the benefit of the public. And today I did receive the resignation from Bethel's police chief, Burke Waldron. He will be direly missed. I did email the council today about that. He is leaving on really good terms with us. He's done a great job for us. I've enjoyed working with him immensely. He's a man of great integrity. I wish him the best in his future endeavors. I very grudgingly accepted his resignation. His last day will be this Friday. He had leave scheduled for the next 2.5 weeks. It was a little bit cruel to make him take his leave and then come back for one day to sign his PAR. And so I accepted his resignation, a little outside of what we normally do. He's assured me that his lieutenant would be able to be in the acting role, but I have not directed HR to advertise his position as of yet. As I'm seeking, I know his position is a council approved position, and I'm seeking guidance of the council in this matter here as soon as possible, or from the mayor, clerk, or whatever you want to do. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. I think on that, I think you just, as far as the state statute goes, you bring them to council saying this is the guy that we want to hire and we confirm. That's it. We don't have any other guidance for you according to the statute.
Then without any objection, I'll just get the position advertised and get moving.
It's your department to,
yep.
To.
Thank you.
So.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And thank you, Mr. Burke Waldron, for your service to our community.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Moving on to the last item, if there's no questions for the city clerk. Council member comments. Mr. Barr.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I should start on this side next time.
Yeah. Quit picking on me. No, I'm fine with that, Your
Thank
Honor,
you, sir.
Mr. Mayor. I would just like to say a couple things about, one is about BSAR, Bethel Search and Rescue. The three people that were recovered from the river within the past 40 days, we appreciate the diligence of our search and rescue groups from not only Bethel, but from the surrounding villages in helping locate those three missing members. We have a fantastic Bethel search and rescue group, and of course, all the other search and rescue groups are fantastic, but I think we are a leader within this delta in providing service to our area. I really would like to thank the City of Bethel City Manager for allowing John Sargent to work with LKSD to apply for a safety grant. Hopefully we'll receive this grant and provide some security upgrades to BRHS, which I think are long overdue. So thank you to Bill and John Sargent for that. July 4th is coming up. I believe the theme is We the People. I would like to see a whole bunch more floats and more nation honoring things out there. So happy birthday, America. Finance Committee, I'm still looking for Finance Committee members. Seth Madole, I know you're listening, like you do every Tuesday meeting. Iza Fredericks, I know you listen to because you guys tell me about him. But I'd really like to see your faces on my Finance Committee. So thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Vice Mayor Williams.
Again, I would like to wish everybody a happy and safe 4th of July. Participate in our community activities that are coming up. We should have a good activities for our community. And also have a sense that we don't mar it by too much drinking and putting our loved ones in danger from doing that. A reminder, the DMV will be open tomorrow and next day and the next day. So the 26th, 27th, 28th, the DMV will be open. And so we can do some DMV business. I know that they've been closed for a very long time, and a lot of people are concerned about that. It is a concern for myself because we need to get real IDs now. You're going to travel by October of 2020, and that's just around the corner. So we really need to get this up and moving forward for people. Also, the state budget, we're still waiting to see if Governor Redpen is going to cut certain parts of the budget and where those cuts are going to be and how that's going to impact our community and the Delta for us, and also where the PFD is going to be this year, because a lot of people depend on the PFD. So that's still up in the air, and we still need to keep our eye on the ball concerning that. So remember, enjoy your summer. Stay safe. And also, I would like to thank the city clerk for reminding us that the election season's just around the corner. I saw that on Facebook. I just wanted to thank you for making us humble as council members again. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Councilwoman Jung Jordan.
Just to reiterate what Council Member Barr and Vice Mayor Williams said, 4th of July is coming up, so if you're going to drink, just try to drink in moderation. The parade still has a few slots open. I was just there a couple of days ago, and Rhonda said that there were a lot more slots to be filled up, so I hope to see more people participate in the parade. I think it's really fun, and I think Bethel has one of the best parades. I've been to a few other in the state, and ours always is the funnest. So hope everybody has a happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Mrs. Jung Jordan. For myself, I'd like to thank Chief Waldron for what he's done since he's been here. I know I was one of his biggest critics at the beginning and challenged him to prove me wrong, and he did. Sorry to see him go. I think he's moved that police department in a very positive direction. Hopefully that continues with his absence, and I have confidence in Lieutenant Davis as well. I've known her for a long time. Please continue to use your PFDs as you're out in the river. I know we're coming up on a 72-hour opening, and I know that people like to take their life jackets off when they're pulling, and that's the most important time to use it. Once you get caught in a net overboard, it's really hard to get back in. So continue to do that and be safe out in the river. And thanks, Mr. Barr and Search and Rescue, for an incredible job that you've done over the last 2 months. It's admirable. I was out there a couple of days and couldn't do it anymore at my age. So just more admiration for the guys and, you know, whatever we can do to support them. It's incredible. So, Mr. Charles?
No comments. Thank you.
Mr. Albertson?
I would also like to extend my well wishes to Police Chief Waldron. I think he did a real good job, and I heard a lot of that feedback from community members and organizations. So glad to hear that we're parting on good terms. And I think, you know, hey, in the future, there might be a place for him in Bethel if he's ever interested in coming back in some capacity. Some of us leave and return. So best of luck, and thank you for your hard work.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. We have no more business.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Mr. Barr, is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Charles, thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you for coming, guys.